News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the time is 7:49. A major change in the law is coming into effect next Tuesday, the 17th of June, which will see that when a person dies, they will automatically be assumed to be organ donors unless they have indicated an objection during their lifetime. So that you can opt out, but otherwise you are presumed to have opted in. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Colin White, the National Advocacy and Projects Manager with the Irish Kidney Association, and Laura Perrins, barrister and writer for GRIPT. I'm going to come to you first, Colin. Are you pleased with this change in the law?
Well, the Irish Kidney Association, we certainly see it as a step in the right direction, but I think it's important to understand that consent and organ donation, it's only one part of a larger jigsaw. Like, there is need for physical infrastructure, there's need for sufficient staffing, etc. But we're certainly moving in the right direction. And I think the important part of this legislation will be to trigger a national dialogue about the value and impact of organ donation for transplantation.
Okay, but presumably this will free up additional organs that may not have otherwise been available for donation. I'm going to come to you, Laura. What's your view on this opt-out rather than opt-in change in the law?
Well, the consultation should happen before the change in the law occurs, because I would think it's news now to most of your listeners that within a few weeks that their organs are going to essentially belong to the state upon death, and that it'll just be assumed that they are all organ donors, whether or not they have indicated that. Now, it may be that for most people that's fine, but I would imagine that there's a small minority that have a big problem with this. And I mean, the Irish state doesn't have a great record when it comes to medical consent. There are a number of, I think, inquiries or stories around right now that show that consent hasn't been secured in other areas of medical ethics. So I think it's just completely wrong for the state to push this through without proper consultation.
Okay. Colin, do you believe that there are ethical questions here and that the state is pushing this through?
I think there was consultation at the time when the legislation was going through the Oireachtas. There were opportunities for society to have input into it. But I think it's important, if we're looking at, well, what's the impact of the legislation, that we consider where are we going from to where are we going to with the legislation. So up until Tuesday, to be a potential organ donor, generally you have to die in an intensive care unit on a life support machine. And at that point, you're declared brainstem dead, and then family are approached to ask for consent. And if the family say yes, organ donation goes ahead. If the family say no, it doesn't. And I think it's also important to know that that's only about 1% of deaths annually in Ireland are in the circumstances where organ donation is even a possibility. So what the legislation is introducing is kind of like a step before the approach to family. So it's introducing the opportunity for people who'd rather not be considered a potential organ donor to record their wishes.
Let me put that to Laura. Laura, there is an opportunity. First of all, there was consultation. And second, I remember when it happened, because we would have covered that on this show. But also, there is an opportunity if you feel very strongly that you don't want your organs to be, the state to have any say in what happens to them. You can opt out. That's something that you are absolutely free to do. But in terms of the greater good, this will allow more people's lives to be saved. And as you say, maybe quite a lot of people, like I personally have no problem with what they do with my organs after I'm dead. They're no use to me.
Yeah, well, that's obviously fine for you. And I think we should have kept a system where people can opt in. I mean, I think it's still the state has no evidence to say now that actually they own the body of everybody who dies, and we own all of your organs. And then what this will mean in practice is there could be a dispute then between families, as has already been explained. It's a very small minority of cases where organ donation becomes a possibility, but it's also usually a traumatic case. It'll be a sudden death. People are on life support machine. It'll usually be a younger person, and you're going to be dealing with a traumatized family who are already, you know, are already going to have to, they're already bereaved. And now they have to come up with an answer where you, I mean,
well, no, it's actually
really
the opposite, Laura. They don't have to come up with an answer. They used to have to come up with an answer, but now the presumption of opting in is there.
What if the family say no? Then is that it, that the state says, well, we're sorry, we've we own this body now, we're taking all the
I don't think anyone is, let Colin back in, but I don't think anyone is saying the state owns the body. Colin, if you'd like to respond.
Yeah. It's very straightforward. If the family do not consent, it's written in the legislation that the medical practitioner has to assure themselves that the family has no objection to organ donation going ahead. If they cannot assure themselves of that, organ donation does not happen. It's okay. The same as the system that we have now up until Tuesday, that if the family do not consent, organ retrieval for transplantation does not go ahead.
Okay. And Laura, what do you say to that? It seems to me that most of the, you know, the boxes have been ticked here in terms of protections for people.
Well, it is reassuring if the legislation is saying that even though, well, it doesn't really seem like a proper even opt-in clause then, even though everybody's suddenly now deemed to have been organ donors, if the family say, well, we're not happy with this and we don't think this, our loved one who is now being deemed to dead, even though they didn't have the time to opt out, we don't think they would have been happy with organ donation. If that is the case and that the, you know, they won't go ahead despite that, and even though they haven't specifically opted out, that is reassuring. It's not exactly the system they said, but it's definitely reassuring.
Well, no, it is the system that they said, Laura. They said it was going to be an opt-out system. So everybody is presumed to be an organ donor. And if after that presumption is there, the family object, they can do so. But what this does is it removes that traumatic conversation and putting pressure on families to decide when they're traumatised. Instead, it says, look, this is what we do and you don't have to take this decision. This is kind of automatic unless you object. Surely that actually makes things easier for families.
Well, you know, it's difficult to say what's really easy for a family in that situation. Look, if there's no pressure going to be put on families to donate, even though their loved one has not explicitly opted out, that is reassuring.
All right. Look, we will leave it there for this morning. I'd love to know what people out there think about this. I, for one, think this will result in more organ donation and more lives saved. And obviously the families who are donating, it's a heroic thing to do, and it often is during times of trauma, but the lives that they save is of huge value. But let us know what you think. That was Colin White there, National Advocacy and Project Manager, the Irish Kidney Association, and Laura Perrins, barrister and writer for Gripped.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.